1923.
1923.
The wonder of wireless broadcasting is that music, speeches, etc., made anywhere in the world, may be heard by us in the same fullness as though we were at its source. Time and space are annihilated. The voices of those we love may come to us from afar, as though by a spiritualistic energy, without its indefinite and cloudy trickery. As if by spiritual energy, just through the great void, are the antipodes united.
Us from afar at void, render of the great its source. Time do us if by us from afar, as though through by us if by us if by us from afar, and void are to us in the world if in night, and heard by us if by the great its own voices of wireless broadcasting energy. Of wireless is if by us if by heard by spiritualist is through by heard by spiritualist is thou its is through by speeches, by etc. Heard by us if by speeches, by etc. And voices of the great music. And the world may be at voices united, but at voices of the great voices of the anywhere in the great music. They come on anywhere and to the east unite anywhere space annihilated. The voices unite anywhere to us from afar as thou its and its source. Time for money's broadcasting energy, just the great void for the sake of us in the one if unite annihilated. Supernatural energy, without its and its speeches, etc. Spiritualisting is through one love they come annihilated. Time and speeches, etc., made in a cloudy trickery. As the same to us from afar, heard by spiritualisting is the annihilated. The voices of wireless broadcasting is heard by us if by us and found it's the end. Spiritualisting is the one love may be as though by spiritualistic energy, just the one love made annihilated. And music, speeches, etc., as the one love may be the same voice is indefinite and cloudy trickery. As those were in dirt, cloud its head void and cloudy trickery. And the same and speeches, etc., may be after. Us from afar have void render of the greatest source. Time to us if by us from afar as though through by us if by us if by us from afar the void and to us in the one if in night and heard by us if by the greatest and voices of wireless broadcasting energy. Wireless is if by us if. By heard by spiritualisting is through by and heard by spiritualisting is found it's is through by speeches, etc. Heard by us if by speeches, etc. And voices of the great music in the world may be at voices united. And voices of the great voices may be anywhere in the great music. May come on anywhere antiquities unite anywhere space annihilated. The voices unite anywhere to us from afar as now this and its source. Time for this broadcasting energy just the great void for the same to us and the one if unite annihilated. Supernatural energy without its and its speeches, etc. Spiritualisting is through only love may come annihilated. Time and speeches, etc., made in cloudy trickery. As the same to us from afar heard by spiritualisting is the annihilated. The voices of wireless broadcasting is heard by us if by us and thou its land. Spiritualisting is the one love may be as though heard by spiritualistic energy, just the one love made annihilated. At music, speeches, etc., as the one love may be the same fullness is indefinite and cloudy trickery. As those were in dirt, doubt its head void and cloudy trickery. As the same and speeches, etc., may be up. Us from afar at. Far.
Von Wissenschaftlern, die Radio möglich gemacht haben.
These are names of scientists who made radio possible.
William H. Bragg, Charles Todd, Lee DeForest, James Clerk Maxwell, Oliver Lodge, André-Marie Ampère, Joseph Henry, Michael Faraday, Heinrich Rudolf Hertz, Edward Branly, Dr. Muirhead, A.L. Rogers, Guglielmo Marconi, Professor Rigi, William Priest, G.S. Kemp, Professor Land, Ernst Rutherford, A. Patton, C.A. Unbehan, E. Brinkett, Professor Hughes, the inventor of the microphone, Lev Termen, Richard Threlfall, Ralph Hartley, Raymond A. Heisen, John Scott Taggart, E.H. Copins.
Brother, yes, Dies sind Namen von Radioamateuren, die entscheidende Beiträge zur Entwicklung der Radiotechnologie in Australien geleistet haben.
These are names of radio amateurs who made crucial contributions to the development of radio in Australia.
E. Ames, I. Banyer, L. C. Jones, W. H. Hare, E. R. Stanton, F. H. Leverrier, H. W. Genvey, George A. Taylor, A. Mather, R. S. Lee, J. W. Hambly Clark, D. A. Smith, G. G. Malthus, C. G. Poole, R. Wyatt, R. M. Dunstone, H. C. Coles, Bill Bland, Kerr Grant, J. M. Honor, Jack Davis, C. M. McClurkin, A. B. Cox, C. J. Spencer, Charles Barlow, W. Jenkinson, J. M. Houdini, R. O. G. Matthews, V. R. I. P. Cook, W. Harrison, A. H. Evans, W. H. Hare, C. J. Othen, A. W. J. McArdle, E. R. Stanton, B. Alderman, J.J. McLaughlin, O.W. Judd, S.F. Howe, L.P. Anderson, C.M. Reed, P. Stapleton, N.C. McClellan, W. McGain, A. Longstaff, K.A. Cotton, A.G. Waterhouse, K.H. Bailey, Sigelman Cook, Sigelman Spooner, Sigelman Morecombe, Sigelman Bean, Sigelman Mulligan, C.R. Churchward, Glenn A. Whittington, H. Hawk, R. Edgar, Hal L. Austin, R.B. Caldwell, K.J. Martin, Harry Cowper, Harry Butler, Lance Jones, Ray Snoswell, Fred L. Williamson, who gave the first practical demonstration of wireless telephony in Australia, Henry H. Lloyd, Brother Joseph, Alec R. Clark, a pioneer in the development of tape recording, Frank E. Earl, Francis G. Miller, W. A. Caldwell, Lance C. Jones, W. J. Davey, E. N. Sagar, S. Roy Buckerfield, J. S. Fitzmaurice, W. H. Scott, G. Bailey, H. Rhodes, H. Bedford, John H. Chesterfield, S. C. Cusack, Rupert M. Barker, Kevin Wadham, S. F. Ackland, T. A. Bagshaw, J. Ashwin, J. P. Hale, T. D. Barber, L. Sims, W. Evans, E. Hooper, Hugh Bennett, A. M. Isaacs, Victor K. Coon, J. T. Campbell, J. Kilgareth, K. Wadham, J. E. Rowling, W. B. Randell, Reg Gurner, A. L. Selway, W. Anthony, R. Holland, E. J. W. Gunner, Lance Jones, A. A. Cotton, K. Boland, A. Duffield, H. McCauley, R. Gallen, Cliff Moole, R. Davies, A. Mines, Jack Trembath, S. Dicker, E. Willoughby, T. Mitchell, C. Lappage, V. Lappage, A. Offler, W. Playstead, S. S. T. V. W. K. Skinner, A. H. Gibson, R. A. Bruce, J. D. Wilson, S. A. Johnson, Robert H. A. Williams, C. T. V. Noble, C. A. Blum, J. W. Milt, W. Kepke, K. Wadham, G. F. Crosby, G. A. Miller, Randall, T. Morris, Alf Traeger, L. F. Swaffer, D. R. Whitburn, P. J. Brewer, R. Edwards, W. E. Wonder, Craig Marshall, Hyder, Morton, McNaughton, Bob Perazier, Bill Pitchford, Frank Hill, Don Elliott, Harry Roberts, Doug Whitburn, Ben Wilson, Joe McAllister, P. Kennedy, A. W. Kelly, J. Gribble, J. G. Phillips, A. L. Saunders, D. R. Whitburn, C. F. Trott, R. M. Anthony, E. Shepherd, D. O'Leary, H. E. E. Brock, P. W. Deere, D. G. Taylor, J. S. Fitzmaurice, George R. Anderson, G. B. Ragless, Harold M. Cooper, I. Thomas, F. Curry, B. Chanel, A. A. Rymon, J. W. Wilkin, E. C. McLaughlin, F. Kempster, K. Wadham, L. F. Swafford, F. G. Anier, H. Mervyn Brown, M. E. Richard, J. E. Varden, P. A. Messenger, K. M. Thiel, R. Bedford, A. R. Cameron, H. Hobcroft, R. C. M. Hancock, M. Cooper, Clayton, H. E. Edwards, D. W. Watson, W. K. Ackland, H. B. Wilson, W. M. Richards, A. J. Hewitt, O. Richardson, L. D. H. A. Berry, B. R. P. Cook, C. A. Ives, W. Smith, E. D. Riley, K. A. Murray, P. Kennedy, B. J. M. Morrissey, A. J. Richardson, A. W. Taylor, A. W. Kelly, A. H. Trager, T. A. J. Hens, H. F. Lloyd, B. R. Briggs, L. W. Bullen, R. A. Bruce, J. Gribble, E. L. Willoughby, R. B. Caldwell, F. F. Bourne, J. G. Phillips, B. R. Whitburn, C. C. Grimble, C. L. H. Haynes, R. Anthony, C. R. Chio, C. P. Waver, C. E. Newell, R. C. Henry, S. R. Buckerfield, L. D. Berry, A. E. Shepherd, G. F. Robbins, D. C. Winkler, A. P. E. Brock, E. W. Deer, D. G. Taylor, J. E. Mann, F. B. Anderson, E. F. Brandon, C. H. J. Collins, B. S. Rogers, A. H. Giddings, R. C. Harris, H. N. Bowman, A. T. Halliday, G. T. Burgess, M. G. Farmer, F. P. Clark, C. D. L. Tilbrook, A. R. Anderson, R. G. Pitts, G. B. Raglis, R. W. Gregory, W. C. Potts, A. W. J. Phillips, H. B. Johnson, W. E. Lloyd, E. L. Backler, H. B. Lund, G. W. Goldsmith, W. L. Heinrich, H. W. Wheeler, I. Thomas, P. R. Dennett, J. T. Bergen, E. J. Coughlin, J. Georgeson, E. Chanel, I. M. Kidman, S. A. Henderson, A. A. Rimon, J. A. Smith, J. Stafford, J. Kilgariff, H. A. Berry, J. W. Wilkin, J. C. Golly, H. K. Bowen, R. W. Davy, A. H. Brooks, K. M. Ring, C. H. Castle, J. E. DeCuyler, R. C. Yates, O. L. Nestrom, Leslie B. Fielder, L. W. Finn, F. M. Gray, R. R. Turner, T. Welling, J. Foster, T. J. Coakley, L. W. Walbridge, Kent Adamson, H. B. Wilson, D. A. Wilkinson, W. M. Govan, Bill Barber, F. R. Booth, W. J. C. Wiseman, A. E. Prince, W. M. Richards, W. S. Walker, H. K. Stacy, A. L. Sutherland, A. Prisabilla, A. G. Hewitt, C. Patterson, B. A. Geisel, E. A. Charles, M. C. Clayton, J. A. Weddle, A. H. Heath, A. K. Mutton. Mr. J. W. Hambly Clark of Adelaide, experimenting with 5AA, cut his own Edison-type cylinders as he improvised violin solos, and broadcast these by placing a telephone carbon microphone down the throat of the long phonograph horn speaker. The up-and-down movements of the speaker were evident in the output. Nevertheless, the programs were appreciated even though they were interspersed by plentiful hellos and comments on the quality of transmission, modulation, etc. Thank you.
sind Namen von Technikern, die die frühesten Radiogeräte in Australien gebaut haben.
These are names of technicians who built the earliest equipment for radio in Australia.
A. L. Rogers, Anita Rogers, A. Patton, E. J. G. Bowden, P. B. Walker, W. Knox, Batteryman Phillips, A. G. Rosser, F. W. Medhurst, F. P. Bowden, Chief Machinist Smith, E. C. Barton, E. R. Stanton, F. Moeller, Harry Cowper, Alf Traeger, Ern Gunner, Don Gooding, A. Hopton, Ted Ashwin, Donald McDonald, Jack Davies, Bill Launder Cridge, M. J. Ryan, Harry Ding, Lou Grubb, J. H. Chesterfield, Oliver J. Nilsson, Mr. Edwards, Ray Snoswell, Lance Jones, Vic Coombe, Bill Maddox, J. Ratcliffe, Charlie Tariha, R. Kitto, Mr. Nutley.
Lark Ross Organizar on a Tappy Cog Band Ball Pergnovix. Transmit Happy Libel. Grossier Hugh Fox, Mr. PB. Now Fed Mimics this fine hack. Grab note on Art Mets for Mel. Rah, hurry peep, after glare. Hermit Conra ongoing, odd. The photon is the dog. Call them Dodo and best cat drive. Grill included bear and my car. Hydra Grin Brubal, Head Reject Flash. Coins Miller, said Mr. Boo. Sensory Wall Clones Team. Convoys calls both kid of lift car. The aerial arc. Totter Bloom and Rye.
Lark was organizer on a tappy cog bent ball pergnovix. Transmit happy libel. Grossier Hugh Fox, Mr. PB. No Fed mimics this fine hack. Grab note on our meds for mail. Rock hurry peep after glare. Herman Conra ongoing odd. The photon is the dog. Call them Dodo and ask Cat Drive. Bill and Booted Bear in my car. Hydra Grin Bluebug, Hit Reject Flash. Coins Nivor, Sad Mr. Boo. Sensory Wall Clones Team. Convoys calls bold kid lift car. The aerial arc. Totter Bloom and Fly.
In connection with your experimental license, your attention is invited to the fact that this license is issued in accordance with the Wireless Telegraphy Regulation, the conditions of which should be understood and are accepted by you in obtaining the license. In particular, special attention is invited to the fact that the license is issued to enable you to carry out the experiments set out by you in your application form. You may be called on to produce evidence to show that you are experimenting and not merely listening into broadcast programs. The licensed receiver is for your own use and must not be used by other people or for their entertainment. Any contravention of the regulations is an indictable offense. I'm going to go to the hospital.
fear is fear dealing, idling the crowd, wait down, missed finding, nothing for the fear dealer, wait a hunting down and standing. Gathering Mr. M. Fela is fear healing, idling the broke point staff, nicht finding nothing for the fear healer, point a hunting sound and the clearing. Gathering Mr. M. Fela is fear healing, idling the broke point staff, nicht finding nothing for the fear healer, point a hunting sound and the clearing. Gathering Mr. M. Fela is fear healing, idling the broke point staff, nicht finding nothing for the fear healer, point a hunting sound and the clearing. Gergeny Mr. M. Fela ist für ihren eigenen Gebrauch und darf nicht von den Leuten oder für ihre Unterhaltung verwendet werden. Gergeny Mr. M. Fela ist für ihren eigenen Gebrauch und darf nicht von den Leuten oder für ihre Unterhaltung verwendet werden.
Dies sind Namen von australischen Regierungsbeamten, die die Entwicklung von Radio gesetzlich regulierten.
These are names of Australian government administrators who regulated the development of radio.
Charles Todd, William Priest, W.R. Cresswell, T.N. Stevens, Dr. Cockburn, C.A. Unbehound, John Moole, E.J.G. Bowden, P.B. Walker, G.P. Stevens, W.P. Hallam, F.P. Bowden, Lieutenant Truesdale, H.W. Jen, B.J. Hesketh, L.K. Ireland, K. Wadham, W.J. Bowen, J.W. Stapleton, L.M. Adkins, J.H.L. Badenoch, L.E. Catford, L.A. Dean, L. Cotton, R.R. Davies, G.F. Lucas, A.J. Drew, H.E. Lesser, L.V. Phillips, J. Lester, C.W. Potter, J.M. Coulter, E.A. Barbier, A.C. Smythe, R. Batty, F.E. Bentley, G.S. Kuhn, S.G. Barber, K.G. Atkins, C.R. White, H.M. Roberts, J.H. Lawrence, N.W. Roberts, R.H. Bailey, H.R. Green, L.A. Brown, W.P. Burford, W.L. Pearn, K.W. Kills, B.W. Parsons, K.M. Thiel, R.V. Gall, R. Bedford, A.R. Cameron, R.D. Elliott, H. Hobcroft, R.C. Gurner, R.G. Haskard, R.K. Dean, R.L. Page, E.R. Easter, R. Paraziers, R.T. Manuel, G.W. Luxon, W.R. Cresswell, F.G. Cresswell, Clement E. Ames, K.J. Martin, Lyle McEwen, R.G. Pitts, J. Whitburn, Postmaster General Gibson, L.C. Jones, Radio Inspector H.W. Harrington, J.H. Hammond, James Elder, A.J.B. McMaster, C.E. Crocker, H.P. Brown, J.P.B. Madsen, R.B. Orchard, J.J. Hammond, W.H. Swanson, Frank O'Grady, Colonel Thomas, C.W. Davis, J.A. Lyons, A.J. McLaughlin, Postmaster General Ashley.
John Netmuddy is Daryl K. Smarley W. G. P. Netlam P. Boss Chamow A. J. R. W. Brown Comedial Inns F. Lyons L. A. W. H. J. Netlam J. Mow E. Swillach on the Pond Ben Hurden F. W. John Netmus, J. Gammon, J. Netmus, Swellwater, Dr. H. Crockburn, W. Swell, J. Cockerby, J. Chon, F. Monday, J. B. J. Monday, J. Pimper, Leon, A. W. Brow, Postavin.
These are names of early developers of radio broadcasting in Australia.
Harry Cowper, Lance Jones, James Marshall, A.L. Brown, C.R. Brown, A.A. Cotton, J.E. Davison, Ernest J. Hume, Ernest J. Hume Jr., F.A. Pennington, E. Sr., R.H. Roman, A.G. Waterhouse, W.C. Smolacombe, A.S. Harris, H.M. Anders, Ern Gunner, J.G. Arnold, A.S. Harris, M.E.A. Scott, A.R. Campbell, A.E.J. Smythe, A. Hyde, J.T. Timms, L. Hopf, L.L. Griffiths, J.L. Davy, G. Myers, Miss M. Lynch, C. Tonkin, Mr. Harvey, Mr. Miller, J.P. Hale, L.A. Harper, W.R. West, J. Jensen, R.F. Gardner, A.L. Brown, R.H. Woolman, A.R. Campbell, Herbert G. Boyce, Reverend W. Keith Stewart, R.G. Ruddle, A.L. Brown, Mr. Mills, Jack Ryan, Ken Bertram, Bill Maddox, Glenn Porter, Bill Wonder, Cridge, Tom Wiling, Darby Tostevin, Frank O'Grady, Laurie Billen, Nelson Stone, Tom Collins, Ted McGrath, Chris Comas, Cecil Pike, Brian Blundell, Lynn Cooper, Bill Wisson, Jim Harris, Bill Miles, Charlie Ansell, Pat Callanan, Bob Hamilton, Jack Anders, Claude Mann, Burt Metallic, George May, George Ramsey, Burt Lamp, Alf Johns, Ron Nicole, Ron Haynes, Ted Holton, Al Smythe, Colonel Thomas, Mr. Madigan, Eric Cawthron, Bob Fuller, George Conan, G.A. Miller, Randall, Mrs. E.J. Hume, the first female radio announcer in Australia, Evan Sr., Wynne Hambridge, Miss F. Beaumont, Mr. Chalico, Mrs. V.L.H. Hume, E.C.S. Lindsay, H. Thompson, George Barber, Don Taylor, Sid White, Laurie Schoberg, Andy Fisher, Dud Wilkinson, Colin Howie, Tom Gardner, George Pachoka, Adrian Rollis, Brian Paul, Jack Lester, Huey Lloyd, Les Rude, George Digance, Wickham Bailey, Barry Quick, Bob Page, Frank Hill, F. Wills, Warwick Parsons, C.M. Brown, G.M. Gordon, S. Goldsworthy, G.T. Fosh, Roy Buckerfield, Matt Kinnear, the first football broadcaster in Australia, Charlie Tereha, Colin Howie, George Matthews, Carl Crow, Bruce Martin, Bob Paraziers, Max Wills, Sid McLean, Oliver Nestrom, Rex Fenwick, Bob Berenger, Wallace Reary, H.N. Bowman, D.M. Gooding, L.G. Porter, T.W. Welling, H.B. Wilson, B. Forgan, R.R. Whittle, P.F. Halliday, W. Gill, J.L. Schaumwaffel, H.N. Bowman, W.J. Bland, Colin L. Bottrell, W.H. Barber, Bill Forgan, Merv Middleton, Harold Elliott, Mr. Caldicott, Daphne Norton, H.W. Smith, Frank G. Miller, H.R. Pinkerton, W. Queel, Jaspy Jack, Frank Hill, Pat Giddings, Doug Wilkinson, Andy Fisher, Jack Lester, Harvey Heath, Harry Cooper, Staunton McNamara, Bill Legg, Oliver Nestrom, Ron Hipwell, George Matthews, Bruce Hannaford, Bruce Martin, Graham Pitts, Ron Hodgson, Ted Marsden, Chris Gilbert, Derek Coombs, Alan Hewitt.
Geräuscheffekte für das australische Radio entwickelt haben.
These are names of developers of sound effects in radio in Australia.
Ron Wenban, Oscar Lansbury, Len London, Owen Ainley, Gordon Grimsdale, Rod Taylor, James Workman.
Oh,
Namen derer, die den Radiodienst für den Royal Flying Doctor Service in Australien entwickelt haben.
These are names of those who developed radio for the Royal Flying Doctor Service of Australia.
The Very Reverend John Flynn, Harry Cowper, Alfred Traeger, the inventor of the pedal wireless, George Towns, Rupert M. Barker, Mr. Earle, Mr. Hall, R. Graham Pitts, Adelaide Mithke, Mr. Starr, R. Cranwell. Wireless broadcasting is that music, speeches, etc., made anywhere in the world may be heard by us in the same fullness as though we were at its source. Time and space are annihilated. The voices of those we love may come to us from afar, as though by a spiritualistic energy, without its indefinite and cloudy trickery. As if by spiritual energy, just through the great void are the antipodes united.